On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
All right then, David. What is your top five, did you say? Over 30s.
What?
I'm dirty 30s.
I'm just refining it. So I'm going to give you three and I'll just round it off in a minute, okay? So this is without notice. Excuse me. I'm just still getting over the fact it's been stolen.
Mm.
Definitely in my five, right? But this is in no particular order right now. So number one clearly is Dusty. Two, Lance Franklin. Nick Natanui at three. Todd Goldstein at four. And Scotty Pendlebury at five. They're my five form 30 pluses. David Mundy could be in there as well. Yeah, I know. So they're the ones I'm sort of throwing around. Dane Zorko is another one I'm trying to squeeze in, but there's a few in there. So
it's actually a difficult task.
It's a difficult
task.
Yeah. So Zorko's making a charge. He's having a fantastic year, Dane Zorko.
Just got
to
not keep getting himself rubbed out with silly little axe.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, otherwise going very nicely.
Can I throw one back at you? David Teague's win on the weekend takes the pressure off the review in total.
No.
If he would have lost, having lost that game, he would have been...
Always said it's never good to go into a review off the back of a loss, King.
So having had the win, you still think he's in this? Is his job under pressure?
Of course it is. You're doing a football review, all-encompassing, we're told, external review. Mm. Yes, I know. I'm not saying he's gone. I'm just saying his job will be put under the microscope. It has to be, doesn't it? Don't you have to assess all areas of your football department?
Yeah, you do. But I wasn't sure whether you were of the belief that the win takes the heat out of that push at the moment.
Well, you'd hope they wouldn't be as superficial as to say, well, we won on the weekend against a team that took the wooden spoon last year. We beat them at Marvel Stadium and we did give up a 34-point lead and just hung on. You would hope that doesn't just say, oh, dust ourselves off. Actually, not that much to see here. You would really hope that's not the case.
Yeah.
When Carlton are doing a review, which started yesterday officially.
I've got another one for you.
Oh, yes.
Where would you start with St Kilda at season's end? Where would you start?
You'd have a good, really good look at the, I think the people around Brett Ratton. I think it's a similar situation at Carlton. You've got to keep I agree with Craig Jennings here. I think the lifespan for an assistant coach is relatively shorter than what we've seen, and that change brings fresh ideas and fresh concepts.
Yeah.
And maybe they just need to have a good look at their the makeup off field there in the coaching department.
Got a bit of feedback coming through here too.
Hey.
Hawkins, Ryder, Boke.
Yeah, it's hard.
I told you, the 30 pluses are strong this year.
Very, very hard. David Mundy, not in your top five. Kingy, are you feeling okay?
No, I'm not.
Very difficult assignment. Paddy Ryder, Neil in Launceston.
There you go.
Big boy McAvoy. No
McAvoy.
Tom Hawkins.
McAvoy's a good one.
No Tom Hawkins. Come on, Kingy.
I just said that.
That's a nightmare task. I think you need to do a top 15.
Top 10. Let's do that during the break. We'll refine it.
Okay, you can refine that. Hey, I want to ask you. Gold Coast's decision to delist Jared Lyons at the end of 2018 with a year to run on his contract, is that up there with among the more bizarre list management decisions of the modern time?
Well, it's a classic trash and treasure, isn't it? One different set of eyes, what you can do rather than what you can't do. You know, clearly Stuart Dew was trying to do something at stoppages in terms of defensively or defending lost clearances that he wasn't seeing with Jared Lyons, that Chris Fagan is prepared to accept and work with the positives, what he is doing rather than what he doesn't do. It happens regularly, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I think that's...
Does it go to matters? Does it point to the issues off the field as well? There's just personality clashes and politics at play to a degree, because the guy can play the game.
Well,
and he was playing pretty good footy at Gold Coast.
So can we just go... one extreme view, right? An extreme view, and this may not be the reality, but often your assistant coaches will fight the fight for a player, okay? And I just wonder, with the constant spinning of assistant coaches at Gold Coast, whether some of those people were saying, were sticking up for Lyons and it still wasn't working out, still wasn't being taken on board. I know he was on a good lick financially, and they had to have some sort of purge given their salary cap issues, which sounds ridiculous, but of a couple of years ago, and they probably just made a decision that it can't be the youngsters, it probably had to be Jared Lyons. I think there is a salary cap component of this, but if you're just talking about the player, I don't think it's just Stuart Jew's issue.
Just laughing at all these players, and everyone's putting in says hello. Joel Solwood says hello. Daniel Rich says hello. Oh, question without notice for you.
Rich. Yep.
Did Ben Simmons, do you support Ben Simmons' decision to not take part and join the Boomers squad for Tokyo?
Now, I've told you this. I've got no idea about the NBA and how it works and what you should and shouldn't do and what the history of it is. But if you talk about it when you're coming through the ranks wanting to represent the country, then I think you've got to follow through with that, regardless of your form or what's happened in the previous 2 to 3 weeks. What a great environment it would be to be in, around your mates who want you to succeed, put yourself back in the hot spot again, go and make those shots that you didn't necessarily take. Yeah, I don't understand the code, so it's who cares what we say about NBA, but I just would have thought
a lot of people in a lather over it, though. A lot of people upset,
I understand
offended.
That. If you love it, I understand that, but ultimately he's a business, isn't he?
I'm offended.
You are.
No. Do you regret your take on getting rid of the players having to bounce the ball yesterday?
Well, no, not really. I don't understand the bounce. Mm. I just don't understand. I know Bob Murphy grabbed you in the hallway.
He did. He said he's been big on this for some time.
Has he?
Mm.
So what's his policy?
I think his policy was, and I don't want to put words in his mouth, but as I understand it, is a player has to take one bounce and one bounce only.
One bounce.
I'm not sure if that's whenever they choose or it has to be after a certain amount, or just once you bounce it, you've got carte blanche, I think.
Yeah. I don't mind it every at minimum 25 metres. I think when someone breaks from a pack, that's exciting. That's what we want to see.
And
what's
so offensive about bouncing the ball? Why do we not like that?
Why don't we like it?
Yeah.
How many times we pull a guy up just as you're about to set sail for goal and you're going to get a highlight. You're going to get the crowd get to their feet. That Paddy Cripps goal. Jared Healy put it on the couch last night. It was one of the great oversights by the umpires.
It was amazing.
But it was a big goal. It was a big moment for Paddy. So it would have been a shame to not have that.
Mm.
Someone put on my Twitter last night, we should widen the goalposts as well because we've had a lot of great shots at goal hit the post. I'll tell you. I'd say he's no longer part of my Twitter followers. He's been blocked.
Here's a question that notice from Tom for you, Kingy.
Are offended.
Yeah.
There you go. Kingy, do you think the Dockers recruiters lose sleep every night over not taking Aaron Norton with pick 5 instead of Chera? I know I do as a supporter. That's from Tom in Bacchus Marsh.
You'd have to, wouldn't you?
And the astronaut is a West Australian.
How long's it? I mean, since Pav, they haven't had a forward that's been able to take control of a game. Mm. Going
back, they were in desperate need of midfield support.
He was a centre-half back over there too, wasn't he?
He was. He was drafted as a defender.
So maybe it was a difficult one for them to assess, but I just saw Justin Lepich walk in. There's not many players have been able to go back to forward with such success.
Yeah.
You and I touched on that before, didn't we? It's gone the other way, forward to back.
Brody Mychek's done back to forward. With success at Collingwood.
Yeah.
But not many.
But not outrageous
many.
Success. No. Like, he's been good.
Easy to go the other way.
He hasn't.
For sure.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards. And Peter Jackson, of course, clearance sale on now, up to 60% off store-wide. Kingy?
Hawkins had a better year than Boak, or Boak over Hawkins?
Don't ask me questions like that. This is your baby. And, in fact, you're going to spend the whole ad break refining your top 10 players over 30 in season 2021. I can't wait for that. That's coming up next.
Oh, boy.
Peter Jackson, half-yearly clearance sale. Merino wool suits from $359, up to 60% off store-wide. Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
I hope you're set up for a fantastic Tuesday. Been great to have your company this morning. A disastrous night at the Tour de France overnight. Jack Haig, the Aussie, in hospital, broken collarbone. Caleb Ewan. The Aussie, who was going to be in line for so many sprint stages this year, in hospital, broken collarbone, both out of the race, multiple crashes again at very, very high speed, and just about every yellow jersey hopeful lost time on the stage as well. Just mass pile-ups galore in the Euros. Switzerland defeated France, Kingy, a dramatic penalty shootout. They won it 5-4 in pens in the end. The Swiss, big upset that one. France, the world champions, and it was Kylian Mbappe, their superstar, who had his penalty saved that saw the Swiss go through to the round of eight earlier. Spain defeated Croatia in extra time, 5-3. 8-goal fest in that one. And tomorrow morning, just before we go on air, Kingy, it's a big one.
Yeah.
The Germans against England. Round of 16 clash over there, Euro 2020. And just before you get to your list you've been working on, we know there's been plenty of forwards who have gone back. What about the backs who have gone forward, who've thrown a few up, but some great nominations during the break on players from yesteryear? What about Lynchy, Alistair Lynch?
Forgot about Lynchy. How can we forget about Lynchy?
Back to forward, back at Fitzroy, obviously, so successful as a forward in those premiership teams at the Lions, the Brisbane Lions. And then the great David Neates, one of Melbourne's greatest ever players, he went back to forward and back again, I reckon. One of the only players in the Wayne Carey era that had a pretty good record on the duck, I reckon,
yeah,
David Neates.
Yeah, it was a great matchup. There's no doubt about that.
Now,
star David Neates.
You've gone and you've refined.
No, I've had a lot of feedback off our little temper text here, and we've done it together. We've done it together, Sammy. You didn't give me much. But
I'm staying out of this, to be honest.
So on 2021 form, one to 10.
Okay. You've actually ordered them.
Oh, well, I had a go.
Okay. Who's the best over 30 player this year?
Hawkins, Nick Nat, Boak, Zorko, Selwood, Mundy, Hickey, Rich, Walker, Martin.
Give me that one more time. Say that again.
Hawkins, Natanui, Boak, Zorko, Selwood, Mundy, Hickey, Rich, Walker, Martin.
So Martin's one.
Martin's 10.
Martin's 10. You had Martin at one in your top five, and you've shuffled him back to 10.
My five was no particular order, we said.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay. So Martin gets in. Martin actually hasn't played a game as a 30-year-old.
I've been talked out of Goldie because Hickey has been better than Goldie. So
He's been super.
I took that on board. I love Lance, but Lance hasn't actually made it in the end, which is really disappointing. Pendles is not in there either, which is a bit of a setback. I got overruled by
a couple.
Ben and Brown.
He's running like a snail. So there you go. That's just a bit of fun. I just reckon we're well stocked at the moment for quality 30 pluses. There's no rush to get these guys out of the system anymore, is there?
But sports science and management and the way the off-field team look after their players is just getting better and better and better. Sean Burgoyne's about to play, heaven forbid, game number 400. It would be a magnificent achievement at the weekend against Port Adelaide.
Do you reckon if we went to 16-minute quarters, even 18-minute quarters, it would help us hang on to these guys for a bit longer?
Yes.
How good?
Yeah.
How good? There's no need to rush. I mean, what's Buddy need? I mean, to the thousand, is it 27?
I think he's got to average around 3.5 goals a game if they don't play finals. But they could play finals, so that would help him. Stephen Silvani coming through, went back to forward. He kicked some big bags as a forward. I reckon he kicked a 10 once or twice playing forward as well.
Ross
the G-Train.
Denning.
Hey, the G-Train.
The G-Train was
Fraser Gehrig.
He was like a wingman, wasn't he?
Fraser Gehrig.
He's a wing half forward,
I thought he started forward at West Coast too, high half forward. He turned into an absolute monster. Glendenning went forward after winning a Brownlow down back. Good nomination from you, Adrian. Liam Jones stiff. Over 30.
Oh, for the over 30s.
Had a good year?
Yeah, he's had a good year. He has had a good year.
Scott Pendlebury not in, Shane asks. Had a much better year than Selwood. You're on a hiding to nothing with these.
No, it's just a bit of fun.
Grant says hello. Best player in the company in competition from 96 to 98 at centre-half back. Nearly kicked 700 goals across his career. Just saying.
Don't you forget them. You get pulled up pretty quick. There's no doubt about it.
Leon Davis went the other way, forward to back to being All-Australian. That one's from Harrow.
Could you see Wiedering being All-Australian this year?
Who's his competition there? It'd be May and Lever are playing some great footy.
Yeah,
Harris Andrews is always there.
You got to nearly get Harris Andrews out to get in.
He'd be in the 40.
He'd be in the 40?
I reckon he'd be in the 40 at the moment if you were to do a 40 at the moment. Not sure if that's a popular view. Peter Knight's coming through as well. So plenty of nominations. Kenny Hunter went forward occasionally.
I've got a project for you overnight.
Yeah.
So while you're watching the tour, I want you all Australian back, starting back six.
Oh, boy.
Starting. Not no bench positions.
Just the back
starting
six.
Starting back six.
Just the six.
Just six.
We'll do that. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees. Amazing rewards. Peter Jackson as well. Clearance sale on now. Up to 60% off store wide. Kingy, you spotted the great Justin Lepich. I've spotted the volcano, Kane Corns.
Ooh.
And he will join us after this break.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.